I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Red alert. All hands stand to battle stations.
Luck S files and attack positions.
Prepare for battle!
Autobots, roll out!
Get ready! It's your weekly dose of nerd culture.
All wings report in.
With your crew, Obi-John Kenobi.
Hello there.
Commander Scott.
Nothing amazing about it. I know this ship like the back of my hand.
Julian.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
And the Doc.
Great Scott!
Movies, TV, streaming, video games, comic books, board games, toys, collectibles, cosplay, conventions. If it's happening in the world of geekdom, we're talking about it. So lock and load, bag and board, and roll for initiative. We've got your...
Nerd Alert!
Well, hello there. It's me, Obi-John Kenobi, your favorite host in all of pot... Wait, that's not right. Great Scott! No, it's me, the Doc, your third favorite host in all of podcasting, and we're coming to you live. Well, not live. I lied. We're coming to you with a brand new Nerd Alert. Boy, have we got one in store for you today. Yeah, all I'm going to say is get out the tinfoil, brush off the old documents, make sure that your strings are all attached to their thumbtacks on your wall, because it's a doozy. But before we get into that, I'm going to send it over to your actual favorite host in all of podcasting, the man who this week keeps the nerd in the Nerd Alert franchise.
Well, that's a lot to live up to.
Obi-John, what you got?
I have tinfoil on my face. Hold on. Okay. That's a visual bit. Doesn't work so good on the radio. But yes, I was wearing a hat made of tinfoil, which we're going to need today. Because we're talking conspiracy theories. But for today's nerd fact... Sorry. I learned something today. Something came across my feed, if you will, while I was doing research for this episode. So, if I said conspiracy theory, your mind would drift to what, like
Mel Gibson?
Moon landing was fake.
Mel Gibson,
yeah, the Mel Gibson movie from the 1990s. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but in that case, they turn out to be true, and Patrick Stewart is trying to track him down. Because of government. Anyway, so oldest conspiracy theory you can think of. Like Roswell, JFK.
Ipanema. No, not Ipanema. What's the word?
The Gulf from Ipanema?
Carved into the tree.
Easter what? Island? Oh, Roanoke?
Roanoke.
Okay.
I know a lot of people think Nero faked his death.
So the term conspiracy theory can be traced back to 1863 in a letter published by the New York Times, referring to an explanation for why England supported the Confederacy during the Civil War, but it attained wider usage after President Garfield's shooting in 1881. Reporters began using it in context of whether Garfield's assassin may have had accomplices, according to a 2018 study. So the falsehood is that conspiracy theory as a term dates back, it was coined by the government to automatically cast doubt over anyone who was searching for the truth, but it way predates the CIA, the United States government, and those kind of things. So there you go.
So the origins of conspiracy theory are a conspiracy theory.
I know, right? Who would have thought? We can't even agree on where the term conspiracy theory came from or why it exists, because conspiracy theorists just can't stop.
Well, thanks, Obi-John, for learning us something with that factoid.
That's right.
It always is nice. It although strange in this different order that we're doing it in today. But that leads us to our third conspirator, the man who was in the book depository. He was the shooter on the grassy knoll. He was the cameraman behind the moon landing. Welcome to the bridge, Commander Scott.
What the hell is happening? I blew up the building. Why? Because you made a phone call.
I love it. Yes.
Yes. Hello, Commander Scott, doing Gene Hackman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, what if it was Hispanic Gene Hackman?
I don't do Latino Gene Hackman. No.
Oh, well, thank you, Commander Scott. That is on point for today's topic, which I guess I'm still rolling with. I don't know what's going on here, Obi-John.
Oh, you got this. We're talking about conspiracy theories today. They are, as Commander Scott pointed out, as old as humankind, because we just can't help ourselves. We have to find meaning in whatnot in seemingly random events. It apparently makes people feel better that the world isn't just random chaos. But here we are. So we are specifically going to talk about the dumbest and craziest conspiracy theories we could find. Again, there's a lot of them. You can't, especially nowadays. They are a dime a dozen.
I was just going to say, John, if you want me to kick it off with the one that started this whole conversation.
Sure.
So recently, I can't think of the name of the bridge now. The Francis Scott Key Bridge. Right? The Key Bridge.
Good research, Jay.
Yeah, sorry, that's fine.
Sorry, there is no such bridge, Jay. It doesn't exist.
Any longer.
It has ceased to be.
So the Key Bridge was struck by a cargo vessel, a giant container ship that lost power.
Supposedly.
Oh, yeah, yes, sorry. It allegedly lost power. But of course, you know, especially in today's social media, especially with TikTok, it's quick to make the rounds. It is quick news. News is quick. And I saw, like, Megan sent me this video the morning it happened, like 6 hours after it happened on TikTok. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was sped up video and it looked fake. And it did not take long, not long at all, for the conspirators to come out and start saying, oh, this was a ploy. This was planned. The government did it. The government planned to crash a 2 million ton cargo vessel into a bridge because, A, they wanted to, and pick whatever crazy conspiracy you want, A, there is somebody on the bridge that they needed killed.
If I may.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that's me putting on my tinfoil hat.
His tinfoil hat.
I want the government to hear what I'm about to do. I'm about to throw some wicked, wicked hot knowledge. Because, yes, Scott and I were at work when this happened. And it was very shortly after that the conspiracy theory bullshit started to float around. So here's my recreation of the conversation. Me, Scott, and I believe Bill had at work. Why would you conspire to crash a bridge? Let me tell you why you would conspire to crash a bridge. You know who's president right now? Biden. Joe Biden. What was Biden's big plan that was going to put him in office for the next term? The Build Back Better program. Because the infrastructure in this world and in our country is crumbling. It was all built in the 50s and 60s, and it's all falling apart. But guess what? His bill got shot down. So what is old Uncle Joe going to do? He's going to start sabotaging infrastructure all across America. Because really, it's Joe and big infrastructure that are in on this, man. Well, they want that contract. They want to rebuild all the bridges and the roads, whether they need to be or not. It's been a conspiracy for decades. Wake up and smell the roses. Anytime you drive up on the highway, what do you see? Construction. Why is there construction? Because there's always construction. It's just like, why are we always at war, man? It's the big infrastructure conspiracy theory, man. We're never going to stop working on the roads, man.
Okay, so this recreation might have been dramatized just a touch.
You're saying I exaggerated for dramatic effect.
But it was one of the things when we were discussing it at work, one of the things that did get thrown about quite a bit was, you know, oh, it was an inside job. It was an inside job, to which Obi-John's response was, inside of what? Big infrastructure? Like, what's... I don't think these people understand what an inside job. Well, anyway.
The infrastructure thing. So, like, the first thing, I was going to say is, the government had somebody on the bridge they wanted killed. And Obi-John had the greatest response to this. Yes, because the assassination weapon of history has always been a giant container vessel. Like that, yeah. Clearly, if you're going to sneakily kill somebody.
Yeah, I mean, everybody remembers when John Wilkes Booth piloted that cargo ship into Ford Theater to kill Lincoln.
Got him right in the head.
Exactly.
Right in
the head, man.
The gunman at the book depository was Plan C, man. Okay, you don't understand, man. The car wasn't supposed to make it from the airport, man.
We had a cargo ship ready to go, guys. Okay, so that's A, as crazy as that sounds.
Late, sorry, yeah.
A is crazy enough. B, the B argument is that the Key Bridge is a main thoroughfare for nuclear weapons to pass by and nuclear waste to be transported. So if you destroy the Key Bridge, now it's going to take nuclear waste having to go through the city of Baltimore to get eliminated, and that somehow that the Russians are going to bomb us using this technique.
Jay, first of all, I believe it's pronounced nuclear.
Nuclear weapons.
Can't say nuclear. That scares me.
Second, I hadn't heard that. That one's new to me. Because, yes, if you take out this one bridge, there's no other way to transfer nuclear waste, nuclear weapons. What are we transferring from where to where?
Okay. I don't know. So that's as crazy as B is. Then C was... the harbor of Baltimore, which we all know as a main hub of attraction, not the harbor of New York or the harbor of Los Angeles or San Diego or, you know, any other harbor. But no, Baltimore's harbor is a main way, like a main gateway. And there was at least 60 ships lined up to get into Baltimore Harbor. And by crashing this one bridge down, you now put a stranglehold on U.S. Movement of goods.
So the U.S. took out a bridge to stop goods coming into the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Baltimore Harbor is one of the main entry points for vehicles into and out of the United States.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, it's actually a major port. it does have uses.
But like, I mean, like,
that is crippling some stuff.
Yeah, but their argument is like the most major port. Like, there's no other port on the East Coast that they could use.
I mean, you know, if Ford, you know, wanted to cripple like Toyota and Mazda sales and everything, and I don't mean sales in the United States. I mean sales outside the United States, because most of them are made here now. That would be a good one to shut down. It would make it more expensive. The flow of goods are still going to go out. They just have to be routed somewhere else. But
so there you go. Take your pick. The Key Bridge was destroyed by the U.S. government for A, murder, B, nuclear weapons, C, to shut down their own shipping industry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but like, why would the government shut down the bridge to reroute nuclear weapons? They control those routes. You know, I could see a terrorist organization maybe taking out the bridge to reroute.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad 90s action movie. In fact, I think that was a bad 90s action movie. Wasn't that... Maybe I'm confusing Daylight and Die Hard 3 with trucks and tunnels.
Maybe.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so this is my favorite part of this, all right? So it happened at night, and the bridge, you can see the video that I've seen, you see the bridge, and in the background are lights, right? Lights of the harbor, lights of the city, whatever. And the one video I watched, I just was losing my mind because as the bridge collapsed, it crosses in front of some lights, and then those lights reappear.
Yeah.
And people were pausing it going, oh, look, see, there's an explosion
Yeah.
No, that's just a light. That is a light in the background that gets covered by the bridge that it gets uncovered. Huh. Crazy. Yeah. Oh.
Wake up, man. You're just sheep. So that's a great example. And again, it's what's part of the idea for this episode. And I've gone down a bit of a rabbit hole on the whole conspiracy theory thing, but here's why that's again just dumb. This is just it's dumb. A conspiracy needs three things. One, a conspirator. It doesn't have to be a single person. It could be a group. It could be a shady secret organization. It could be the U.S. government. It could be the CIA. It could be the Men in Black. It could be the Illuminati. It could be the Skull and Bones group. Whatever. A conspirator, someone or some people who were behind the whole thing, who were orchestrating everything. Two, as a plan, the conspirators are orchestrating a plan. There's a clear plan in place. They're applying it. And then three, a means of mass manipulation. In order for the plan to work, we have to execute step three, this thing of mass manipulation. If you don't have all three of those things, a conspirator, a plan, and a means of mass manipulation, your conspiracy theory is going to fall apart. I chalk this up to what I call the bad detective syndrome. And I'm bringing this up now because it's going to be key when I would talk about the next stuff. But so a detective, you're solving a crime, whatever. Just like in science, okay? You are supposed to let the facts of the case lead you to a theory. Bad detective work is the inverse. I already have a theory. I already have a thing I want to be true or a thing I want to convince you of. So I'm only going to look at the evidence that I think works for my theory, and I'm going to disregard anything else. And that is 99.9% of conspiracy theories. They only look at what they think supports their own. And I say think because a lot of the times, if you really start to dig into some of this shit, no, their own scientific theory that they love when it supports their hypothesis and ignore when it detracts from it. They don't understand it half the time. But that's the inherent problem with any conspiracy theory and why they don't hold up when you start to scrutinize them is because it's selective thinking. It's bad detective work. There's also the catch 22 of all conspiracies, which is the government is powerful and large and strong and smart enough to organize and orchestrate this massive conspiracy that sometimes take place over decades involving hundreds of thousands of millions of people. But also they're dumb enough to leave things like, oh, there's a sea on the rock in this picture from the moon landing. They screwed up. That's a prop rock. Ah, it's all fake. Which one is it? We think we had enough money and power and wealth and influence to fake the moon landing, but we fucked up because we left a prop rock with the sea facing up on it. We didn't think about the lighting in the photo from the moon. I don't mean to step on toes if we're going to go to the moon landing. But like, that's the other catch point too, is the people planning this conspiracy are simultaneously the smartest, most powerful people in the world and a bunch of fucking idiots. Okay. Pick one.
I just watched a clip where the episode of Mythbusters where they tried to practically debunk the lighting on the astronaut Neil Armstrong coming down because he's standing in shadow but he's perfectly lit. So a lot of the moon landing conspiracy theorists use that as, oh, there's lighting off camera. There's studio lights that's making sure he's lit. And they did a scale model of it with I forget what material they used to get the same refractive index as moon dust and stuff. Of course, if you're a true conspiracy theorist, then you know that that episode was just, you know, scripted and put on by the government to debunk that. So
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say we keep skirting it, and that was one on my list. Was the moon landing was one that I just, it's so ridiculous. And the one thing that is like what you said, John, was there were hundreds and thousands of people who worked during the Apollo missions, not just the Apollo missions, the Mercury, the Gemini, the Apollo missions, Skylab, all of that, right? Who worked for NASA. There are 12 guys who walked on the surface of the moon and 6 more who orbited the moon. So that's 18 astronauts plus another 6 that 3 of them just orbited the moon in 8. 2 of them sort of went down. I can't remember if it was 9 or 10 that they took
touchdown the LEM. Leave.
No, they didn't. They took the LEM down. But yeah, we're like 20 miles up or something, and then just came back. It was like a dress rehearsal for the moon landing.
Yeah, they just went down so far and then aborted landing and stuff. And
yes.
I think it was 10, as far as I know, because it was right before the landing.
10, because 8 was the one that went around the moon, and I think 9 was the orbital, like Earth orbital, where they tested the LEM, all the features of the LEM.
Yeah, just in Earth orbit, yeah.
Not to mention the hundreds of support staff, the rocket manufacturing companies, again, hundreds of thousands of people. Because we all know, rule number one of trying to cover up any crime is the fewer people involved, the better chance of it staying a secret. Because the more people involved, someone's going to say something.
Literally.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say literally everybody at Mission Control for all of those landings.
So here's, I at least, at the very least, with the moon landing, I can understand why somebody would think maybe this was bullshit. Just simply because historically we were getting our asses kicked in the space race. The moon was the last big marker, last big finish line yet to be claimed, and if we didn't get to that, you know, Russia beat us to Sputnik, they beat us to a living thing in space, a man in space, they were kicking our asses. So I can at the very least understand why somebody would cook up the theory of, hey, what if we faked it just so we could beat the Russians? I can at least understand, like, okay, like there's a logic to, I can see why we would lie about that. You know, I can see why people would stand to profit off that, and I can see why it would be people would have a vested interest in covering up if that was true. I don't believe that it's true. I believe we landed on the moon. I think the fake theory, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. But I can, at the very least, it has a conspirator, and it has a plan. I can at least understand where it maybe popped up from. Why it still persists to this day, I can't get my mind around.
And so the one, like I'm with you, John. And the thing that I always hear about this conspiracy theory is that, and there are those who are extreme, like, no, we never went to the moon. And there's a few that are like, oh no, we eventually landed on the moon. We just faked 11.
So that we could beat the Russians.
Yeah, so 12, 13, well, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17 were all fine and dandy. We actually went, but 11 was the one that we faked.
But see, that one makes no sense either, because that would presuppose that the Russians would have been like the, like we were neck and neck, and we didn't think we were going to land on the moon before the Russians. So if we faked 11 to get there first, and then like a month later, you know, the Russians land somebody on the moon before we could get 12 up, okay, that would make sense. But considering that we got 12 there, we got 13 there, we get 14, and the Russians never landed, unless they just thought, because the Russians had put out disinformation. It's a conspiracy theory that the Russians put out disinformation that made us do this.
Well, I find it very hard to believe that the United States didn't have spies who were keeping tabs on the Russian space race and
I'm sure we were
aware of the failures of the moon rocket. Because what was it like, the Soyuz rocket, when they put Yuri Gagarin into space, had like a 50% chance of actually working or something like that. There was no guarantee that Yuri Gagarin was going. Like, they're like, hey, Yuri, we're going to try, but you might get blown up on your way up.
Oh, way to go, guys.
I feel like every astronaut had that chance at that point.
All the things I hear, like, oh, well, there was no dust kicked up when they launched. The moon is 1/6 Earth's gravity. You don't need that much thrust. They're like, oh, look at how much rocket power it took to get the rocket off the ground. Yeah, that's to get acceleration to make it to the fucking moon.
Here's one I'm going to pitch to Scott.
Okay.
You can't see the stars in any of the photos because it's all in a soundstage. Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
What's depth of field?
So it's how much is in focus from your focal plane through the image. And if you're, you know, looking at a very bright foreground, because the moon dust kicks up a lot of light. It has a very high refractive index. So if you've got a lot of foreground light, guess what? You're not going to see any lights in the background. Ain't there.
Well, the only light source is the sun, so there should be harsh shadows everywhere. Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
What's fill lighting?
It's light that's reflected off of something else to come from a different direction. I mean, plus also, there's no atmosphere in the on the moon to bend light the way it's bent here to create, you know, like... And there's a couple of images that do have harsh shadows. The one of Neil at the base of the ladder, the harsh shadow of the limb is beautifully visible.
Aha! I gotcha! He's stepping out of the ladder. So who's holding the camera?
It's on a boom. Like, literally, you can look at the plans and see where the camera's at.
It's on my Lego. It's on my Lego model that I have in my living room. It flipped down. You press a button and the camera.
Okay. I got you both. The flag is waving, but there's no atmosphere. So explain that.
It's not waving. It's held up by a pole because we wanted the flag to be seen. And since there's no wind, we thought ahead.
And it only moves when it's being held in someone's hand because they're moving.
It's a post like this, you know, to save space and weight on the lander and in the command module. It's just a post with one little thing that pops up, and then they slid the flag onto it, and the only part that waves is the little corner in the bottom, because that's the only part that's not supported.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's one of those things where if you stop and think and stop and look into any of the questions that have been raised, there's a simple explanation for all of them. However, like Scott said, conspiracy theorists are never going to believe that.
No.
Because they refuse to believe there's a simple explanation for any of it. Because they already have their mind made up. This is what happened.
My favorite part is that on one of the missions, I can't remember which one, it was 15 or 16, it was one of the later missions, they put a refractive plate, like a signal plate.
They put several.
Up on the moon, that if you send a signal, it will bounce back the signal. And if you're if you're looking at it anywhere else, like if you're sending the signal just off to the side of it, it won't return the signal. But if you're on it, it returns the signal.
Yeah, we put reflective plates on the moon because those moon landings, we didn't go up there just to walk around. We did experiments and stuff while we were there. And one of them was so that we could shoot lasers and stuff at the moon, have it, you know, come back, and we can extrapolate a lot of data from that, or at least they could. I don't know if they still use them for anything or not.
Well, I don't know. They're still there. The bottom half of 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 16, the bottom half of 6 lunar landers
are still there.
They're still there. The little go-kart thingy, the lunar rover.
The lunar rover is still there. Yeah, we didn't bother.
One or two. Did they do one? Was it only one?
That I don't remember. I'd have to look that up. I don't know that off the top of my head.
Was it Alan Shepard who hit the golf ball? That golf ball, I presume, is still flying around out there somewhere.
I was going to say, did he hit it hard enough to break orbit of the moon?
Well, he wouldn't have had to hit it, you know, because he wasn't on the moon. It was a sound stage, so.
Small tangent. Now I want a sci-fi story where we get invaded by Earth because an alien species is mad because we attacked them first, and at the end we find out it was the golf ball. That just gained speed, and by the time it hit their planet, it just, you know, asteroided their planet.
I also would love to see the conspiracy theorists explain to me the hammer and feather that they did on, it was like 15 or 16. Again, it was one of the later ones where he dropped a hammer and a feather on the moon and they both fell at basically the same rate.
Yeah.
Which it would in a vacuum.
It would. Yeah, yeah. In a vacuum. Yeah. It does it here in a vacuum.
I just want to know how the conspiracy theorists say it, like on the moon, like, oh, let's
just clearly special video effects, man. Oh, okay. It's just throwing strings, man.
Have you seen
it? That's why they got Kubrick to do it. Did you ever see 2001 A Space Odyssey?
That was Kubrick clearly
trying. That was him trying to confess because he felt so guilty. You saw The Shining, right, dude? Danny's got the Apollo thing on his sweater. That was irrefutable proof that Kubrick was trying to confess that he shot the moon landings, man. That's real, by the way. People on the internet believe that.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
the Shining is his confession for having staged the moon landing.
On a side note, I mean we've debunked this one or talked about it.
I got a good one for you, buddy.
But I just want to throw two things out there. Number one, I wish I could have seen a Saturn V rocket lift off with a moon mission, because that is the loudest sound created by humans ever recorded, and that would have been amazing to watch. And then the second thing is seeing Apollo 8 come back, because that was the fastest that a capsule has achieved on re-entry. If I remember correctly, it was 8. So anyway.
All right. Well, put your space boners away, okay? Because I got some bad news for you guys.
Okay.
The Earth that we live on, right? Mm-hmm. All the stuff you think you know about trajectory and gravity, and it's all bullshit. Because you know what? The Earth is flat. The Earth is a flat disc, man, okay? The Arctic Circle right in the center, and then Antarctica, okay? It's not a continent. It's the entire rim of the planet, all right? Antarctica is a 150-foot tall wall of ice that keeps everything in the center of the disc, right? So we don't fall off the side of the disc. Mm-hmm. I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. But NASA, NASA guards the ice wall and makes sure that nobody can go over it and prove that the Earth is flat, okay? Gravity, right? Gravity is an illusion, man, okay? Objects don't accelerate downwards, okay? Okay. The disk that is the Earth accelerates at 32 feet per second squared, driven up by dark energy. That's science, dude. You can't refute dark energy, okay? Okay. Space doesn't exist. It's not real, okay? The Earth just sits there still. All right.
Okay.
Wake up, man.
The sun orbits around a central pivot point, which goes around the continents, and that's why we have day and night, because it's only lighting it up, and it's only 400 miles from the disk.
Okay.
Jane knows. So, yes, started in 1956. I didn't realize it's been around that long. The Flat Earth Society has been preaching that the Earth itself is just, in fact, flat. We're all wrong. We were all so wrong. Despite other objects in space being round, Earth itself is flat, obviously. But don't take their word for it, because I want you to know, man, real flat earthers, they don't like the FES, the Flat Earth Society, because the Flat Earth Society is just a front by the government to discredit the flat earth theory. Yeah, that's right. Flat earth theorists can't even agree on which flat earth societies are legit or not.
Okay.
They can't even get their own fake shit together. There are multiple factions of flat earthers, and they don't all agree on which parts of all that crap we just said is and is not true. It's based on the Zetetic method. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it right, which rejects scientific method, because that's mainstream bullshit, in place of sensory observations. If I can't see it, it ain't real, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So despite the slew of NASA photos of the Earth from space,
they're all doctored. They're all photoshopped. Well,
they're all in on it, man. They're all in on it, man.
They're all fisheye lenses.
Yeah. So are the space agencies of Russia, China, and Japan. They're all in on it, man.
I just want to say that my favorite thing about flat earthers is when they prove themselves wrong. They've built rockets with cameras on them to try to capture the curvature, and they do successfully capture a picture of the curvature. Oh, no, that's not right. That something happened with it. There's a story about a guy who was a flat earth person, and he said, so if we're rotating on a sphere, we should move 18 degrees in an hour. Okay? That's the math behind it. If we're rotating on a sphere, we should move 18 degrees in 1 hour. So they bought a gyroscope, put it in a vacuum on Earth, measured.
Time out.
Yeah.
You mean a vacuum or a Hoover?
Yes.
That wasn't a yes or no question.
Not like a vacuum.
An actual vacuum, like the vacuum of space, or they put it inside a Dyson. Okay.
Like a vacuum of space inside of a container to not be interfered with the dome.
Sorry. The dome that covers the disc. Sorry, I forgot about the dome, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So anyway, so it's in
disc, a ice wall, dome. Yeah.
It's in a vacuum sealed, like actual vacuum, not like Hoover vacuum, but like a vacuum of space vacuum. In a container that's supposed to not interact with the dome, this gyroscope, and they took a measurement.
Mm-hmm.
They left it in there for an hour. Took another measurement. Guess what the measurement was? 18 degrees. And so he said, you know what? No, I think there's something wrong with this equipment. We're going to try it again with fancier, more expensive equipment the next time.
Okay.
And there's a scene of him at like a flat earth, like get together, like mixer barbecue situation. And he's like talking to other flat earthers. And he's like, well, obviously we can't publish these findings.
Scott can do one dumber for you.
Oh, I can. Which one?
What does it say? Or what did it used to say on the flat earthers website?
I don't know which flat earther website it was, but it
doesn't matter.
Several years ago, there was a flat earther website, and in I'm sure since it's become popular and it's made the rounds that it's been corrected, but like in their about section, they had a thing like the flat earth, whatever, has thousands of members around the globe.
Disc around the disc. It's what we meant. Disc. It's a disc. It's a CD.
Scott, do you want to hear something that's going to make you giggle? Or at least I hope it makes you giggle. Because
I love things that make me giggle.
Okay, so the flat earth is a disc, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the dinosaurs, the dinosaurs did exist. That's why we have fossils, because we find these fossils. The dinosaurs did exist. And the dinosaurs did go extinct because of a meteor, okay? It did happen. The meteor struck the disc, but the reason we don't have dinosaurs anymore is because when the meteor struck the disc, it struck it on this side, which flipped the disc and launched all the dinosaurs into space.
I thought space didn't exist.
Well, again, that depends which faction of the flat earthers you subscribe to.
And wouldn't the dome flip with the thing, with the earth? But then wouldn't we be crushed by the dark energy that's below us, pushing us?
That's not how dark energy works, man. You don't understand. You don't know how dark energy works.
We just did one flip, man. We just did one full flip, but that flip launched the dinosaurs, man. And now they're living on Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and shit.
So that's where the dinosaurs come from. That's where
come
back to Earth after being flipped off the planet for millions.
Yes, to return our golf ball. Yes.
Yes.
So here's what I love. Are you guys familiar with an ancient Greek known as, I'm gonna mispronounce this, Eratosthenes?
Close.
Eratosthenes?
There you Eratosthenes. Okay. Yes, there you go.
Aerotitties, yeah.
Aerotitties.
Yeah.
Okay. With a stick and the light of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Surmised. That if you measured the angle of a shadow cast by the sun at the same time and day in two different cities, a known distance apart, he guessed that the Earth was between 24,000 and 29,000 miles in circumference. Do you know the actual circumference of the Earth?
Well, as accurately as we've measured it thus far, what is?
24,900 miles. Dude was off by less than 1,000 miles. And he did that with a stick. Because math.
Stick and math. And he was an ancient.
Fuck your disc. Fuck your dome. Fuck your dark energy. You're a bunch of. This whole theory. Because look, when I was researching this, like, okay, I'm going to go in with an open mind. All right. The same when they started doing all the intelligent design arguments. I'm like, all right. I'll hear you out. What are your arguments? Explain intelligent design to me. So, okay. I'll hear you out. I'll be open-minded. Explain flat Earth to me. Why do you believe it? And as soon as they got to, there's an ice wall around the rim. That I'm like, you motherfuckers have watched too much Game of Thrones. Get fucked. Science, bitch.
I love flat earthers. Here's my theory on flat earthers, okay? And maybe I'm wrong, but flat earthers are a bunch of internet trolls who got together and went, well, what could we do to really rile people up and get them to be like, no, you're wrong, and just get under people's skin? The earth is flat. Like, you take something that has been known for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and you go, no, I don't think so. And you just stick with it.
Hey, I've been to South Dakota. The earth is flat. I've seen it.
Yeah, he observed it, so it has to be true.
I observed South Dakota as flat.
Here's my big thing with flat earth.
It's not always flat.
Oh, it is. You drive into South Dakota, and you know what you can see? The other side of South Dakota.
here's my thing with Flat Earth, and it's the same as with the whole Bridgegate thing, whatever. Who gains from this? Who gains from perpetuating the myth that the Earth is round if it's really flat? Why? All the effort and money and all the to perpetuate if it really was flat. Why? Who's making money off the grand Earth is round conspiracy? Like, why? That's what gets me.
Control, man.
Again,
exerts control.
It's fine. It's the pyramid. Conspirator, plan, means. Step one, steal underpants. Step two, step three, profit. You're missing that crucial third middle portion there. I've got one, but I'd like to end the show with it. So, Jay, what do you got? Or Scott, who's got more dumb conspiracies?
Okay. Well, Scott, you got one that you want to
share? Well, I mean, you know, there's quite a few. There is one out there that, and I don't have all the information on it and such. This is part of how the show came out. This episode came about as well. It's from the discussion at work when we were discussing the Key Bridge conspiracy.
Oh shit. Was the joke I made that went too far?
Yes, yes. So Obi-John makes the joke that, oh yeah, it's conspiracy like the Titanic didn't really sink. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen several of those the videos debunking that conspiracy theory. And just looked at me and I'm like, oh, you weren't being serious.
Did not realize that was the thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, so there are people out there who still believe that the Titanic did not sink, that the ship that sank was one of her sister ships in the White Star Line, the Olympic. Okay? I don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes on this. I just know that the big thing is so the Olympic had been damaged in 1911 with the HMS Hawk, which was a British warship, and such. And it was the Titanic wasn't insured for its full construction value. It was only $5 million. So basically, the one of the conspiracy theories is they believe that the White Star Line tried to kill two birds with one stone. One, they sink the Olympic, which is damaged anyway, and you know it's still seaworthy, obviously, but it's got structural damage. It's old. They can sink it. They get Titanic's money and recoup a lot of the cost for Titanic and such. And the second conspiracy theory on this was that J.P. Morgan.
Yes,
orchestrated the sinking of the Olympic / Titanic specifically to kill Guggenheim, Strauss, and Astor, three of his largest millionaire rivals. Because all four of them were supposed to be on the Titanic, but at the last minute, J.P. Morgan decided miraculously to extend his stay in Europe and did not board the ship. He just stood on the dock and waved at the people he's about to assassinate by using the assassin's weapon of choice, the ship.
A ship. Scott, I just had this conversation today with one of my coworkers, a friend of the show. Shout out Cody. He and I were talking about we're doing this show tonight and what we were talking about. And he's like, oh, have you heard the J.P. Morgan Titanic one? And I was like, what? And so then we were talking about it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yes, the well-known assassination weapon that has been used for millennia, a ship.
So one of the things that I found here just on some of the information, one of the articles that I found was, how did he do it? Question mark. It says, well, the theory is unclear, but the plot supposedly involved ensuring the ship had the wrong signal flares. And in a classic, and I'm reading from this, in a sci-fi horror twist, believers also claim the Titanic's decks could be electromagnetically sealed to trap passengers.
Do you have any idea the lengths? So he's just sitting on vacation in Europe, decides, you know what? Fuck those guys. They're a bunch of dicks. I'm going to take them out. I know. I'll swap ships, convince the entire crew, the White Star Line, replace all the everything with the Titanic insignia on it, repaint the side of the ship. Yeah, so yeah. I can crash that ship? And it'll go down. And why?
Yeah,
to centralize a bank. He wanted a centralized bank. And then, like a year after the Titanic sank, the bank opened.
Yeah, because Astor—that's one of the things. One of the is that supposedly Astor, Strauss, and Guggenheim opposed the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank. And he wanted it because he wanted to be that. Apparently, there's some alternate versions that don't blame Morgan. There's some smaller theories out there that don't blame Morgan, but either the Rothschild banking family or the Jesuits. Apparently, somebody out there is blaming the Jesuits. I haven't found the actual theory on that one, but yeah,
Jesuit.
Yeah, Jesuits. Yeah,
like gypsies.
I don't know. I don't know if they're. I thought they were a religious organization.
Google that fucker.
So John, I think you're. I think you're combining the two theories. J.P. Morgan sunk the Titanic.
Yes. Yes.
But the Olympic getting sunk is a different
theory. It's a different theory.
No. Either they're all true or none of them are.
Yeah, Jesuits are just members of the Society of Jesus. It's a Roman Catholic order of religious men.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
No, they sunk it, Jay, because it was getting too close to the ice wall.
You can't infringe on the ice wall.
Yeah,
the Night's Watch won't allow it. Yeah,
that reminds me of a great visual of how directions work on flat Earth. They're like, wait, so this is north, but this is also west. But if this, this doesn't work. Anyway, sorry.
Well, south always points toward the rim. North always points toward the center. It's just the way it is.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so
yeah,
all kinds of stuff around the Titanic and stuff.
Yes, J.P. Morgan did it.
I guess at least someone stands to gain from that one. So yeah, I give it like a 1 on the 1 to 10 plausibility. It's go okay.
Yeah, sure. And don't forget he rigged it so that the doors of the Titanic could be electromagnetically sealed, trapping
right. Right. That's why Titanic was made from solid selenium.
Yep.
Very, very unknown fact about the ship. It was built by the Shandor Shipping Company.
Yep. Core is a
Shandor Shipping Company.
It was some kind of ghost ship.
Oh. So this one, it falls under crazy conspiracy theory, but also it's a pretty good conspiracy theory, and it's an interesting one to talk about. So John F. Kennedy was assassinated by the CIA.
Okay. I'm with you.
And the reason he was assassinated by the CIA is because we didn't, A, want to pull out of Vietnam, and B, we wanted to keep the Cold War still the Cold War. because he was working towards disarmament with Fidel Castro. So anti-Castro members of the government orchestrated the assassination of JFK, and Lee Harvey Oswald was the fall guy, but he had a change of heart and was going to spill his guts, which is why he got shot by
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby.
I thought Ryan Gosling was the fall guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's Lee Majors.
So there are. Yeah.
That's an old, that's a gem right there. That's right up there with the moon being fake. That's there's a whole 3-hour movie that'll just yell shit at you.
I love that movie.
Fucking hate that movie. Holy shit. What a movie? Piece of garbage. JFK. Yeah. Oliver Stone put on his tinfoil hat and just throwing name, dates, and made up facts at you for 3 hours.
Yeah. Wait, was that the one with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
He's not wrong. It's 3 hours of exposition, but it's fun.
You have a weird definition of fun, sir.
I love that movie.
Because, again, I was like, man, I've heard about this movie since it came out, and I remember all the controversy about it, and, you know, I was young. I didn't understand JFK or any of that, you know, in 90, whenever, when it came out. So I was like, all right. It was like last year. I was like, all right, let's watch this thing. Let's see what all the hubbub was about. Let's dig into – and, oh, my God. Oh, my – God, it never stops. There's no story structure to this at all. It's just voiceover narration while stuff happens. And there's never a point where, like, anything comes to it. It's just the entire 3 hours is just throwing name, dates, and made-up facts at you about JFK and weird shit. Nothing is proven. There's no actual evidence. It's just shouting at the camera.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory Wikipedia page before the internet existed. Is what that movie is.
Yes, as dramatically reenacted by Kevin Costner and Joe Pesci,
and who deliver great performances in what they do. I mean, you know, they're
sure.
As critically acclaimed as it was at the time, because none of all this stuff had been put together like this, there's a reason why it's not like rebroadcast on like television or anything. Any like everyone's pretty much forgotten about it. There's a reason, but I still like the movie. I still love it.
It's so crazy to me to think that like the government itself would kill its head figure piece. Like, that just doesn't make sense. Like, what do they, like, I understand, like you've been saying, John, I understand what they have to gain, but if that was the truth, I feel like there's no way they've been hiding it this long. Like, that's, somebody would have cracked at this point in time, like actual documents, and documents have been leaked. And like Zapruder film
has been
just combed over so many times.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and documents, there's all kinds of documents that have been released. You can go online and access them. First of all, nobody's advertised that they're there. Second of all, they are all heavily redacted. I mean, heavily redacted. I know I went and looked. I spent about 4 hours one day just looking at different documents. They're all boring. I mean, there's nothing there. But
if there was a smoking gun, we would know about that.
Yeah, exactly. But JFK is still a hotbed mess of conspiracy theories.
I'll give the JFK like a 5 out of 10 on the plausibility meter. Like, did somebody in the government hate him enough to plot assassinating him? Okay, I could believe that. Were there people in his own government, his own military, that hated him enough to plot? Okay, maybe. It's plausible to a degree. To a degree. It's plot. So again, someone had a plan. Someone had stood to gain from it. So I can understand. Okay. But where it all starts falling apart is like Jay said, this has been decades. And I'm sure there's no like paperwork that will, you know, lead a trail to, because the people who if you're going to commit a conspiracy to murder the president, you're not going to put it in paper. You're not going to leave it in writing anywhere.
Assassinate JFK, signed this date, 1960, whatever. So-and-so head of CIA.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody sent a memo.
But one of the other conspiracy kind of theories that I've read about for JFK it's not one of the popular ones, so you don't hear about it or anything. So you know the United States technically doesn't print its own money, right? The Federal Reserve controls it and everything, but the mints are privately owned. So we basically hire private company to do the actual printing, who then sell us the physical bills at an inflated, rate. They get a profit for it. So we're already
capitalism.
It's capitalism. Now they can't print without the Federal Reserve's authorization, obviously, because it's the Federal Reserve that does control how much is in circulation and the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that apparently Kennedy was working on was to stop that whole system. He was changing that system to where the government actually did the printing, so we didn't have to buy our money at an inflated rate, and we were already in a deficit. He was going to put a stop to that. That's why they killed him.
And that's why I think the JFK thing will persist forever, because you can point to a million reasons why somebody was mad at JFK and motive to have him assassinated. So it's never going to end.
I still think it's Johnson. It's just directly Johnson. I think it was Johnson in the book depository personally, because because JFK wouldn't hook him up with Marilyn.
That I would give a 7 out of 10 on the plausibility.
you know what I think, Scott?
What's that?
I think it was Lieutenant Dick on orders from Major Ballsack.
No. Telling you. Major Balls. He doesn't, Lieutenant Dick does all the work. Major Balls just hangs out, in the office. He just hangs there. He doesn't do anything. He just hangs back.
That damn Major Balls. I had it again. Just commanding poor Lieutenant Dick to do its bidding.
His bidding.
Okay then.
Should have been there, John. You weren't there, so never mind.
I'd say sorry, but I feel like I'm not. All right, I've got one doozy. If there are none others to toss out there.
Well, there's all time
to toss out. Yeah, but give us your doozy.
All right. You guys ready? Strap in.
Did he say strap in or strap?
Whatever. Get ready. Here we go. Tinfoil hats on, boys.
Uh-oh.
Birds are not real.
Okay. Am I hallucinating them?
Every single bird in the sky is a government drone.
Oh.
The U.S. government massacred 12 billion birds and replaced them with surveillance drones using crop dusting aircraft over the course of 40 years. Okay, hold on now. The birds themselves recharge by landing on phone lines.
Uh-huh.
And the lamestream media is perpetuating this myth to the U.S. citizens to keep us stupid and happy so the government can just surveil us everywhere over the world. I know this because Eugene Price, a former CIA agent and insider, sat down and did an interview where he confessed to this conspiracy. It has over 10 million views on TikTok.
I will have to this go this interview.
This movement, the birds are real move aren't real movement, gained so much popularity, they called for a boycott of Twitter for perpetuating bird normalcy. Birds aren't real. Look it up. Can I tell you why this is my favorite conspiracy theory?
Sure.
Go for it.
It's all bullshit.
Okay.
Intentionally bullshit. Now, I had heard the birds aren't real thing. So when I was looking up dumb conspiracy theories, I was like, that's pretty dumb. Let's go look that up. Took me about 30 seconds on Google. The entire thing was literally made up by a 24-year-old college dropout named Peter McAdoo, excuse me, intended to be a lampoon of the concept of misinformation to reflect absurdity back in the form of the most confused archetype, i.e., conspiracy theories are so fucking stupid and so prevalent. Let's see if we can sell people that birds aren't real. And damn it, he did.
Oh, man. This guy might be my new hero.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There was a 60 Minutes story on it. And, dude, it was great. The first half of the interview, he does not drop character. Every question thrown at him, he's great at turning back on. And it is the perfect impersonation of a true conspiracy theorist of, I reject your reality and insert my own, and I will refute and disbelieve anything that doesn't stand in the face of my belief that birds aren't real. He has a van with birds aren't real stickers that he drives around in. He's held rallies. He's got t-shirts and merch, because it's not a movement without t-shirts and merch.
Yep.
He hired an actor to play a fake CIA agent to do the whole. Yeah, the video on TikTok it's a real video.
Yeah,
it's all made up and bullshit, but there is a real video. I love it.
That.
I love it because it's. I mean, think about it. If you're 20 something now, that means you were born in 2000.
Uh-huh.
Look at the world you've grown up in. The age of the internet, the age of social media, the age of fake news, the age of AI, where if I can type it into a keyboard, I can make an image of it. Like, what is real anymore? What is real? So as soon as I learned, it's like, oh, this is all legit bullshit. Like, they made, like, okay, wow.
It's all satire. Wow.
Yeah. I knew what I was going to end the show with.
Dude.
Because it also gives me my default one-upsmanship when people are talking about conspiracy theory stuff. And they're like, oh, I bet you believe it was a lone gunman. It wasn't the government conspiracy. I bet you believe, blah, blah, blah. I bet you. My one-up is always, oh. You think, like... Oh, you think the JFK thing was real? You think Lee Harvey Oswald was real? You think that was all just... Yeah, and my one-up is like, you think book depositories are real? Pick the most lame, innocuous thing, and you think that's real? The moon landing, you think the moon is real? It's a projection in the sky. It's holograms. Wake up!
I love it.
That's great. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
So there you have it.
My favorite part was they literally held a rally before it was X outside of Twitter headquarters to boycott Twitter for promoting bird normalcy. And hundreds of people showed up to boycott Twitter. How much they were in on the joke, I don't know, but they showed up. And that's what matters.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Birds aren't real, man. Man, you think birds are real? You think that's a snake? You think that's grass you're stepping on?
You think that's air you're breathing now?
Right.
We're all just trapped inside the Matrix.
Oh, that was another one, too.
That's I'm fine another. With it.
Yep, you know what I've learned?
Ignorance
is bliss. All right, I think that's all we've got this week, unless anyone else has something they're dying to talk about.
No?
All righty. Thank you for sticking with us. Tell us, what do you think of our dumb conspiracy theories? Are there some you'd like to hear us talk about? Do you have something even dumber than birds aren't real? the Titanic was faked or swapped or whatever. Any more legit conspiracy theories you want to see us debunk, we'll start doing that shit too. That's fun. Either way, in the comments, let us know. Until next time, this has been your weekly Nerd Alert.